It's been about 18 months since Channel 9 originally published this series of lessons on C#, and the positive response has been overwhelming. So thank you for receiving these videos and these lessons so warmly. This series was originally recorded using Visual Studio 2010 Express Edition. However, Microsoft has been quite busy in the last 18 months. Not only have they released their new operating system, but also new versions of Visual Studio as well. And so, there are a couple of questions that I get asked often, whether through the comments in the videos or to my personal email address. And the first one is, are these lessons still relevant? I mean, can I still learn C# using this series of videos? And then the second question I often get is, which version or edition of Visual Studio should I be learning using to follow along with this series of lessons? So let me answer the first question and say absolutely that these videos are still relevant. They're still one of the best ways for you to learn C#. There were no new features that were added in C# in the past 18 months that would prevent you from learning C# using this series. Now, there was one significant new feature added in C# 5.0, and at this point I would say it is an advanced feature that you could easily add on to your body of knowledge after you finish watching this series of lessons. So I highly recommend that you move forward with this series first. To answer the second question, in October 2012, Microsoft introduced Visual Studio 2012 in several editions. The free edition that you need to follow along in this series is the Visual Studio 2012 Express for Windows Desktop. And so you can download it from here. Let's go to our web browser and go www.microsoft.com/express. And that will always take you to the latest downloads for Visual Studio. And you can see there are a couple of different versions that might catch your eye. Express for Windows 8 and Express for Windows Desktop. This is the one that you're going to need to follow along to create console applications like you'll learn about in the very next video. Trust me, you need Express for Windows Desktop. You might be tempted to download Express for Windows 8. And I would just say that if you ultimately want to create apps that will be featured in the Windows App Store, like any of them that are kind of featured here on the start page, then that's something that you can learn about after this series. You're going to need to have some fundamental C# under your belt before you even attempt to do that. So this is still the right place for you. Okay, so one last thing before you go. If you like this training and you want more just like it, then please consider visiting my own website, www.learnvisualstudio.net, for hands-on exercises and even more topics that will propel you forward as a software developer. So with the exciting new opportunities that are opening up on the Windows platform, like the Windows Store apps that you can build and sell, I'm more convinced than ever that C# and .NET is what you should be learning right now. So best of luck to you throughout this series. Let me know if there's anything that I can do to help you out by asking your questions in the comment area below. Thank you. Mm-hmm.